see it and the colors created to blend with it. Bronze Green. Only at your Martin Senor dealer.
This is the Martin Senor dealer near you on North Commerce Street in Lewisburg. Stop in at Brandon Hardware Company for Bronze Green.
Six Lively Guys, big hit for you on W-I-N-G.
Great brand you went from the searchers. Here comes Sugar and Spice.
Spice and everything nice. That one going to leave a survey at some time. Remember when it does, remember you heard it first on the all-new WING. Sugar and Spice, everything nice. The new WING pick hit of the week. Done for you by the Searchers on the Jerry K. Monday Show.
This is W-I-N-G.
Aha! Why do Americans make life so complicated? Too much of everything. Too many toothpastes. Too many cars. Too much advertising. In my country is one make of everything. No commercials. One political party. No arguments. Advertising. Who needs it?
People who want all the facts so they can make their own decisions. That's who. Advertising is the voice of free choice.
New WING springtime is 11 minutes now before 1 o'clock. We'll have news live at 55, only 6 minutes away from right now. From the new WING feature album of the week, here comes Cliff Richard. Smooth afternoon sounds from the Hollywood film production, High Society. This is Secret Love.
Love. My heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore. My secret love's no secret.
The DWING feature album of the week, The Sound of Cliff Richards and Once I Had a Secret Love. That's from the movie Calamity Jane and Not High Society. DWING springtime is 8 minutes now before that 1 o'clock hour.
This is Officer Pooch of the WING Pet Patrol with another report of pets that have strayed from home.
Well, thank you, Officer Pooch. You got a brown and black toy chihuahua that strayed away from home. This is mostly brown with white paws and white diamond-shaped spot under the neck. Was last seen in the area of Fairborn, Ohio, and we're urging you to find this dog if you can, because the little girl who the dog belongs to is going to have surgery before long and would like to have the dog with her at that time. The dog was last seen at 1 p.m. on Saturday, April the 20th of 1964 in the greater Fairborn area. If you know the whereabouts of this brown and black toy chihuahua, call Mrs. Snow at 859 Fleet Ridge Drive in the Fairborn area. That telephone number is 878-4920. This has been another Full Dimension service of the always new WING.
This is high-flying W-I-N-G.
Thanks for tuning us in.
We go to news time from Russia with love. These are the Village Stompers. Listening it. The all new WING in Dayton, Ohio. Jerry K. Show in session at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'll be looking forward to your company once again at the top of the hour with more of the good sounds. In the meantime, stand by for news.
Be sure you have enough Pepsi Cola. Buy an extra carton. Say Pepsi, please.
Now it's Pepsi.
For those who think young.
W-I-N-G News.
The U.S. Weather Bureau has issued a severe weather warning for our area. A few severe thunderstorms with hail and damaging winds are expected in southern Indiana and southwestern Ohio from 2 this afternoon until 8 o'clock tonight. This includes all of the Ohio Valley. Heavy downpours in Cincinnati over the weekend have flooded a number of basements and blocked several streets. Rain totaling 1.51 inches had fallen by Sunday evening. The Weather Bureau said the Ohio River was about 20 feet below the flood stage and only some tributaries were expected to overflow their banks. 2.25 inches of rain over the weekend in the Dayton area sent sewers to high levels, affected many basements, caused power failures, and the Ridgeway Road Bridge in Kettering is still out. Traffic is being rerouted in that area. Two men were taken to Miami Valley Hospital early this morning following a car truck accident on a Route 35 expressway ramp. The driver, James Small, of 3841 Fergus Drive, suffered internal and chest injuries. A passenger in his car, Russell Long, of 2448 Wayne, sustained a fractured leg and facial lacerations. Small ran into the rear of a tractor-trailer unit and was cited for improper operation. A Dayton man, 19-year-old Richard Wright of 1044 Robeson Place, reportedly was shot Saturday morning in Orlando, Florida. A graduate of Dunbar High, Wright is a U.S. Airman. His recovery is considered questionable. He's in critical condition, having suffered a punctured lung. Wright's parents are Mr. and Mrs. Harry Wright of 1044 Robeson. Former Vice President Richard M. Nixon will be the main speaker at a $100 a plate Republican dinner on April 30th here in Dayton. The dinner will take place at Wampler's Arena. Nixon will hold a news conference in the afternoon. 46-year-old Richard Decker was charged in Springfield Municipal Court today with drag racing. Decker was involved in a three-car accident on a downtown street Friday night that took the lives of 26-year-old William Strait and his brother-in-law, 25-year-old Christopher Miller, both of Springfield. Police say the accident occurred when Strait's car sped up to prevent Decker from passing. Secretary of State Ted Brown today repeated his challenge to Congressman Robert Taft Jr. to appear with him in a series of television debates. The two are for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate from Ohio. Ohio Safety Director Warren G. Nelson reports that traffic deaths in Ohio during the first 2 months of this year totaled 239. That's a 4% increase over last year. 27-year-old Robert Vaughn of Osisko, Indiana, died today at General Hospital in Cincinnati of burns received last week when the tractor trailer in which he was riding collided with a gasoline truck. Prison guards have used tear gas against a sit-down revolt by 220 convicts at the state prison in Lincoln, Nebraska. The warden said the gas was used on 8 prisoners who got unruly. Some progress is reported in the rail crisis talks today. The White House said this morning the management labor negotiators have made some definite gains in efforts to avert a coast-to-coast strike that could start Saturday morning. President Johnson makes a major speech in New York City this afternoon. The president's address at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will cover a wide range of war and peace issues. There were a few anxious moments aboard a plane carrying Mrs. Lyndon B. Johnson about 1/2 hour before it landed safely in Cleveland this morning. A bolt of lightning struck about 2 seats behind the first lady, who first jumped and then laughed when it was known there had been no injuries. Hundreds of persons were forced to flee from their homes this morning as violent thunderstorms in parts of the Midwest forced streams over their banks. The city of Hannibal in Missouri went on emergency power following an electric blackout caused by lightning last night. Winds up to 76 miles an hour destroyed a roller skating rink in Westville, Illinois. The defense began presenting witnesses today in the libel suit trial in London against author Leon Uris, who wrote Exodus and his publishers. The suit was brought by a doctor who was an inmate at the Nazi death camp. The doctor claims the book falsely alleges he was a monster and carried out operations without anesthetic. Prosecutors in New York City today hope to arrange for a new trial against attorneys Roy Cohn and an associate who are charged with perjury and obstruction of justice. The death of a juror's father caused